Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now is Isaiah Stevens from the Colorado State Rams on our First Advantage Hotline. Isaiah, my man, great to catch up with you. I know you are crazy busy with summer workouts and such, but we appreciate some time today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
Man, a lot's changed since the last time I chatted with you, man. Boy, let's get right into it. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about next year and this Rams squad and everything. But I know you and David Roddy were close. But, man, I don't know that there's many more happy for him than you are. I was seeing some of your tweets about him. I've heard you all season promote David Roddy. So I know you were. It was a kind of a bittersweet thing for you.
Absolutely. Just like you said, I couldn't be more happy for David in the future that he has coming his way, man. But I'll be lying if I said that I didn't want to play with him anymore. But man, I'm going to be super excited to watch him live out his dreams.
Yeah, what's that like for you though? Because you're that kind of guy too. Everything that you say, that's what you mean. So you're like, dude, I want you to go live out your dream, do it. But come on, dude, one more year. Let's go back to back here.
I stayed out of it completely. I was in his corner with whatever decision he decided to make, man. Because I know how hard he's worked for this opportunity and. And I'm just here to be a resource for him if you need someone to talk to or be there for him, man, because I know at times it looks like it could be like he's just by himself, but he has a whole lot of people rooting for him, and I'm one of them.
And you said it. You stayed out of it. You didn't try to sway him one way or the other. Were you tempted at all at one point? Just, you know, hey, you'd shoot a little text, a little picture of him dunking on an Air Force kid or something like that. Was there any part of you that was a little tempted?
Nah, I tried to stay out of it, man. Maybe a little bit, but like you said, I stayed out of it.
Are you following along with his? I think he's worked out for like every team now, so I have no idea where he's going. Although we saw the Nuggets made a crazy trade today that will get them pick number 30. We saw him work out there. I'm seeing him yuck it up with Michael Malone, and suddenly I'm thinking he might not be too far away from you, man. He might end up being a Nugget next year.
Man, that would be a dream come true for both of us. For him to only have to move down the road, man, and we could go catch some games and go just hang out with him from time to time. If the schedule fits, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I'm excited about it. It would be so much fun. I love following CSU basketball, love following the Nuggets. That's a perfect marriage right there in my book. what's this been like, though? Because I always remember when you guys both stormed onto the scene together. And I don't like to say you guys came out of nowhere, but no one was expecting right off the bat for both of you to click so quickly with Colorado State. You know, we dubbed you guys the Super Softs, all this stuff when you were sophomores, and then you just kept growing and obviously led to a March Madness appearance with Coach Nico Medved and company. So what was that like for you? You guys have, you know, just been these two stars growing up with Colorado State over the last couple of years.
Yeah, man, it's been one heck of a ride. I'll just say it's been a tribute to all the work that we've put in from the minute that we stepped on campus with all of the coaches that have come through the program. Just everything that he's put into it and that I put into it along with the rest of the team and the staff, it just breathes to our culture, which is hard work. And there are no accidents and there are no choices. And so you got to go out and put the work in each and every day and let the chips fall where they may.
We're talking to Isaiah Stevens about those Colorado State Rams and how exciting it was last year. No doubt, Moby Madness was crazy. I expect nothing different next year. But Isaiah, you look at this now. I mean, I don't know how much you pay attention to social media and, you know, some of the stuff written about Roddy or about CSU. And there's no doubt that it went from, yeah, if Roddy comes back next year, CSU's going to be top 25, a favorite to win the conference, a favorite to go back-to-back to March Madness. Now that Roddy's not, that's changed a little bit. How do you view that when you read stuff like that? Do you just take that more on yourself and go, you know what, let's go prove them wrong? We like kind of having the odds stacked up against us.
That's pretty much the approach that we've had so far. We love the underdog mentality. We love when people count us out. I feel like we've been able to handle expectations really well, whether they're super high or super low. But we go out here and we work, and we just know that there's none that we can do about it right now until the games start happening, but we're going to put ourselves in a position to be successful.
You've been a leader of this team, you and, of course, Roddy, when it comes to players. Do you, again, you're happy for David, but at the same time, do you kind of feel like, all right, it's been my time alongside with Roddy, but now I'm really going to showcase, and it's my team now. Do you get that sense? Has anything changed mentally for you?
I honestly don't think anything has changed. My mentality since I was a freshman was to go out here and lead this team to the best of my abilities. I know what I bring to the table as a playmaker, as a leader, and just as an overall good basketball player. And so I'm just going out here just to win ball games, man. I'm not trying to get caught up in whether it's my team or somebody else's team. We have a great culture here that allows people to lead from top to bottom. And I feel like that's what's helped us be so successful over the years. And I think we're going to have that same approach moving forward.
Well, and there was a couple of different changes even before the Roddy situation. Obviously, we knew Chandler Jacobs wasn't coming back. You look at Kendall Moore, Deshaun Thomas is now in the Big Sky Conference now. So a couple of, I don't want to say small changes, but still, there's going to be some interesting changes for the starting lineup, for the entire roster. Also excited about some new guys coming in, too. So when you view changes, when you view guys, obviously moving on, entering the transfer portal, what's that like for you? Again, you say your mentality's not really changed, but still, there is going to be a little bit of a change up other than David Roddy on that roster.
Absolutely, and it's a part of the game of basketball nowadays, especially with the transfer portal and the way that it's moving. Change is going to be inevitable no matter what. No two teams are ever the same. Coach Medved preaches that all the time, and from year to year, you have to fight for your culture. You have to fight for your camaraderie and your chemistry each and every year that you step on the floor. And so I'm super excited about the guys that we've brought in. We've had a great first week of workouts already, starting our second here today. And I honestly think that we have some players that will be able to make an immediate impact right away on our team. And is it going to be different? 100%. But sometimes change is good.
Was there any part of you, and again, you just mentioned it, we're in the wild, wild west now in college sports where guys are entering the transfer portal left and right, this is happening, NIL deals, all of that. Was there ever any part of you, Isaiah, that saw the news with Roddy where it was trending and then you saw this? Was there ever any part of you that said, would I benefit somewhere else better? Or are you thinking, no, man, this is ride or die, CSU, no matter what?
For me personally, man, it's been ride or die with CSU. I just feel like it's been the place for me. I've been able to grow each and every year as a player, both on and off the floor. Our coaches invest so much time and energy into us to the point where I feel like that can't just be replicated at a different university. And so I've been CSU ride or die. I haven't thought too much about transfer portals or anything like that. I feel like I've been able to get everything I want out of my career with the hand I was dealt here at CSU, and I'm more than thankful.
And how big is that going to be, too? Because obviously your career is going to go crazy, is continuing to go crazy, and I'm excited to see what even happens for you after your days at CSU. But you see Roddy now with this news. I think people are going to view it just like you said. CSU is a great place, a great school, not just for this state or for this area or for the Mountain West, but I think players can look at CSU and go, I might be able to elevate my game and take it to that next level.
100%, and that's the area that this program takes very near and dear to the heart, which is player development. We put in a lot of time and effort, and our coach is doing an amazing job of being visible each and every day, being in the gym with you, rebounding for you, talking with you, going out to lunch. There's just certain things I feel that you can't take for granted when looking at these programs. And here at CSU, man, it truly is a family.
Isaiah Stevens joining us. We're talking Colorado State Rams. And Isaiah, you guys have, as a team, I'm sure, sat down and talked about David Roddy and moving on and going to the NBA. Have you had any, individual chats with just players, or rather individual chats with Coach Medved about, all right, that's great for David, we're excited, but now we shift our focus, and it is a new day, so to speak, for Colorado State?
It definitely is a new day, and we've had plenty of conversations kind of like you said, just about with Roddy moving on and some guys leaving the program and then adding some new players as well. The biggest thing for us is just figuring out what does that look like for our team moving forward, and how are we going to put ourselves in the best position to be successful with the new guys that we do have. And so I think it's going to be more than a fun journey to try to figure that out, because that's really what the game is all about, and trying to be as good as we possibly can be.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to watch you guys no matter what, and I know people are excited about the future for CSU. It is interesting, though, because last year you guys had this giant target on your back, and everybody knew, okay, CSU's the team to beat, and people brought their A game with you every time. I don't expect that to change. I think that's all going to be – they're still going to have that target on your back. You're still going to be a favorite in the conference. Some good teams coming back. Obviously, Wyoming's returning a lot of guys. San Diego State's going to be right there in the mix. But how do you view it? You mentioned it. We kind of like the underdog mentality, but you're kind of going to be somewhere as in between as far as, you know, top three, top four. But also, without Roddy, things have changed as far as that narrative. Do you view it as, hey, we got to be ready, everybody wants to beat us, or we're the underdogs going into the season?
Yeah, I feel like we've earned that right, too, for every team to want to come out here and give it their best shot. You want to play in competitive games, and so just as much as other teams are going to come at us, we're going to be going right back at them. And so I think it's going to make for a bunch of great conference games. Like you said, the Mountain West is one of the toughest conferences in the country, and so I think from night to night, but that has to be our mentality regardless, is to go out here and compete regardless of who we're playing, because I honestly think any given night you can be beating the Mountain West. So,
boy, and I know that that's stressful for the coaches, that's stressful for the players, but Isaiah, I got to tell you, last year was the most fun I've ever had watching Mountain West collectively, like the entire conference. Obviously, love watching CSU, but every single night, especially down to that 10-game stretch, wanting to see where the standings were going to end up, it was like every night there was great must-see basketball television, and that was, for me personally, was all Mountain West.
Absolutely. It was fun for us to watch, too. There were numerous nights where we'll all just pile up in the living room and we'll watch a random game, whoever it may be, like the San Diego State Wyoming game that went down to the wire, or New Mexico against Nevada. Just a bunch of different games that maybe in years past you might not have tuned into, but this past year it was definitely a lot of fun to watch.
How
about the bottom?
And sorry to cut you off, Isaiah. How hard is that to, you see all the other teams, too. We talk about the team up north. We talk about Wyoming. They're bringing back their guys. Do you look at that stuff? Do you pay attention to it? Or does it really register with you at all? You're just too focused on what you got to do with your team, especially now in these summer workouts.
Well, you see it every so often here and there. But at the same time, we can't focus on what other teams have going on right now. We got to be focused in on what the Rams are improving on from day to day. And so I think regardless of what teams are bringing back, it's going to be competitive. And just like we talked about throughout this whole conversation, we've added some very nice pieces as well that I think will be a good surprise for a lot of people.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and again, a lot of these guys coming in, we're getting exciting about it just to see what they can do. Guys that I think you're even expected to take that next leap, too. John Tanjay, I think he's going to be able to handle a lot of that pressure. Jalen Lake, I know you guys both talk really highly of him, the coaching staff. So current guys on this roster, guys that have been on this roster, I mean, how much do you look at them and say, all right, guys, we're going to need you to elevate even more, take another step in your game?
Absolutely, and those conversations have been had, and even more so than me wanting it for them or the coaches wanting it for them, they want it for themselves, which I think is just absolutely phenomenal. Like guys like you said, John Tanjay, Jalen Lake, Isaiah Rivera, James Moores, and the list goes on, and guys have room to improve, including myself, and we've had these conversations where we genuinely want to make that happen, and so we're putting the work in to make that our reality.
How much does, last year playing against Michigan, playing in March Madness, everybody, so many people want to get there and they just don't. It's a dream come true. How much does that game, I know it didn't go the way you wanted it to, but does that game help you going forward as far as taking notes and learning from that that opportunity heading into next season?
Well, for me personally, I'll say the biggest thing is just understanding that if you want to win games at the highest level, the margins are extremely small. Coach Medved preaches about that all the time. It comes down to the small plays, the details within the game, doing things the right way, because any given possession could be the difference. It's not these big game-changing plays that typically do it. It's maybe an offensive rebound, a missed free throw, a layup that we gave up, or just different stuff like that. And I think that helps shape our maturity moving forward on just how dialed in we have to be on a possession-by-possession basis.
Man, I'm ready to go back and do it all over again, Isaiah. So much fun to watch you guys, follow you guys, and I know you and I are going to be talking about doing some stuff down the road. All right, I got a serious question for you real quick before we let you go, okay?
Yes, sir.
Golden State or Boston tonight? I have not made my pick, so I need some help.
I got to go with the Warriors on this one.
Good.
I think they just got a big time dub on the road, heading back west. I just think it'll be tough for Boston in the Chase Center tonight.
I needed some help to put me over the edge. I'm going with it, and I'm going to credit you to this pick. So if we lose, then I'm just going to say, hey, Isaiah told me to say it, so that's the pick. If we win, of course, then it was mainly my idea. That's how it'll go. But Isaiah, I tell you
understood.
What, last deal. If Roddy goes to the Nuggets, can we talk to him? Can he get us a hookup? Man, I'll drive down there. I'll cover gas. I'll cover parking. Let's see if we can get a hookup.
Hey, man, hopefully we'll be able to figure something out. Either way it goes, I know I'm going to be in attendance for.
I know, man. And I love, there was a video last year, too. I don't remember what game it was. You two are both being interviewed, and they asked a question to David about something. And, David's, he's being humble. He's not saying much. And you kind of interrupted and said, no, dude, this guy's the greatest. And I just loved that. I love your attitude. I love the way you approach the game. I love how you have your guys back. And I just want to say this to Rams fans, with this coaching staff, with you as this on the floor leader and this roster, I still think it's going to be one heck of a season next year, man. So I'm so excited to see what you guys can do.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, man.
All right, Isaiah, let's catch up soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. There's Isaiah Stevens, Colorado State Rams. And that guy's a stud. I mean, both guys are studs. Roddy, Stevens, both guys are amazing basketball players. And I'm not going to be naive. Without Roddy, this isn't as good as a basketball team. That's just it. Right now, based on what we know, does it change around next year? I mean, how does the coaching staff make the adjustment? That's what I'm going to be here for. And again, I haven't seen anything from Nico Medved and Ali Farouk Manesh, any of these coaches, that leads me to believe they can't get it done, because every single year has just been better than the last. So, yeah, it's you can't be an idiot with you when you look at this. Without Roddy, they're not as good. That's obvious. But that could change. You get into a few weeks into the season, suddenly you go, somehow they're a different team, but they're still putting it together. We've seen that every single year. College basketball teams lose studs. They come back. A different stud approaches. A current stud gets better. And the philosophy changes a little bit. So that's what the challenge will be, no doubt. The pressure won't be on Nico Medved like, oh, will he have a... No, Medved's there for life if he wants to be, in my opinion. The pressure will be more on how great can they be the year following David Roddy. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got Chris Dempsey joining us. The Nuggets had a big trade a few hours ago that gives them number 30 now, 21 and 30. What does that mean for number 21 for Colorado State? We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.